In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes when I read the gospel, I feel like I should just sit down and shut up. And the last few weeks have been like that, and today is no different. The gospel today from Matthew is so beautiful and so clear and so profound, and yet such a challenge to us. It tells us don't worry about what we're to eat or drink or wear or our bodies. Don't worry. Don't be concerned about those kinds of things. Those are the things of the Gentiles. Those are the things of the world. Those are the things of people who really don't know Jesus. And the gospel says, if you know Jesus, you don't need to worry about those things. You concern yourself with the building up of the kingdom of God, and those things will be taken care of. Now, I don't know about you, but most of my life I've worked, oftentimes as what I'm doing now, a priest and preaching and working the streets and doing what I did in the jails and whatever it was, missionary. But it was work. And I worried. I always concerned myself with stuff. Clearly, there's no particular reason why I should worry about starving to death or what I'm going to wear. I once got in trouble for running on the seawall in shorts because the only time the lady ever saw me, I was wearing this. And she expected, I guess, I ran in this. Don't worry about what you wear, but we all do. We concern ourselves. And, you know, we are part of the world. Most of us concern ourselves with taking care of the stuff of life, providing for our children, our grandchildren, providing for ourselves in our old age, thinking about a career, a future, whatever it might be. But the gospel is so clear. The gospel is so profound. And jumping right off of the first reading today from Joel, that God will provide. And that what we are to concern ourselves with, especially in terms of giving back, of being thankful, is not so much about stuff, but it is about somehow concerning ourselves with the building up of the kingdom of God. And so it is that we return today as we celebrate Thanksgiving, what looks to be like a bunch of stuff here and in the vest of the narthex. And even in our pledges and the money that we promise to the church over the coming year. It appears to be stuff, and it can be just stuff. But what is important is that we connect not the stuff itself, but the giving of the things to the people to whom they are going. And that comes from a deep relationship with Jesus and a desire to build a world based on justice and peace. That we who have much, and I would venture to say that most of us would be considered in the world in which we live worldwide, people who have much. That we who have much are charged with the responsibility of sharing that much with those who don't have much. And again, we can think of things. We can think of putting some, you know, spam into the box today or bringing up, a jacket or two. Or we can think about the much that we have, the much that we have been given, from which we share. And that much for which we are called to be most thankful is the last couple sentences of our gospel. That the much that we have all been given is the gift of a relationship with our God in baptism. Which is to say, the gift of a relationship that each of us shares with our God through Jesus. Our God who came to be one with us, who lived and died among us, and who continues to shower on us the blessings of His Spirit. It is out of that relationship, that core and foundational relationship, that throwing some spam in the box has meaning. Yeah, most people who are humanitarians, who have any kind of moral concern for other people, want to share of their stuff. But for us, our stuff becomes somehow our prayer when it is grounded in our relationship with Jesus. And so as we make our pledges today to the church, and as we share from our bounty with the folks around us at WAM, and as we share from the stuff of our lives with our seniors at Salvation Army, it can be about the stuff that we give, or it can be about our prayer, our deep desire to come to know Jesus in the power of being connected to each other. And that's what happens at our table as we take bread and wine, the simple gifts that we have, and we pray blessing. And we remember God, and we remember God's gift to us, all that we really need in Jesus, and that gift is returned. And so as we continue our prayer today, it would do well to go back and read the readings again when we're finished. Take your bulletin home. We started the morning with this: do not fear. And hopefully that promise of Joel from thousands and thousands of years ago that is reiterated in the gospel today of Matthew and articulated in a particular way when Paul asks us in our reading today to return our thankfulness becomes part of the fiber of our life. And in us, for us who are Christians, that fiber isn't about stuff. It's about person. It's about relationship. It's about the call that Jesus puts into our hearts to return from our plenty what has first been given to us. Amen.